بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want you to visualize something which we do all the time, which is we move the mouse, right? On your laptop or whatever, you move the mouse in one way or the other. Now when you move the mouse, what happens? Actually, two things happen. One is the actual physical thing, which is when you move the mouse, you see the arrow, the cursor on the screen, which is moving. So that's a different thing. But two things happen. One is something happens on the front end, which is whatever application you're using, a web page will open or an app will start working. And there is a back end action also, which is happening, which is not visible to us. Right? Thanks to which, that is the program which is running. So when you are opening something, there is a program which is running. That program is accessed by the movement of your mouse, and that program is running in the back, and the front end of it, the user interface, you see the whichever screen is coming on. Now the reason I'm giving you this example is because this is exactly what happens with our actions. When we do an amal, when we make an action, when we say something or we do something, two things happen. One is a front-end user interface, which is that this action results in a reaction. There is an immediate reaction and there is a bigger reaction, but also on the front-end, which is what you are seeing. And there is a back-end reaction to that in our akhirah, which goes into our book of accounts. Right? Now, I want you to think about, we are going to be talking about we start with sins, for example. I'm not going to list the sins, but I'm saying one thing that we need to understand about sins. Why do people commit sins? Because it is enjoyable. Right? I mean, nobody, do you ever put your hand into the fire and burn yourself? No. I mean, not unless you're crazy. Because it's not enjoyable, it's painful. So if sin was painful, for example, if to look at something haram resulted in instant blindness or resulted in in conjunctivitis or something, right? And you, now your eyes are gone for the next 1 week. You would not even dream. The moment you see anything which is, you know, close to haram, you would sort of become an expert in soils, right? You would be looking at the ground so long that you would know every soil. But that doesn't happen. So sin is, and I'm giving you only one example. Any number of examples, right? If you, people commit sins because they are enjoyable. They are nice. They feel nice. They taste nice. They whatever. And the reward is in not doing them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to do them. Now, how do we understand that? Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented something, it is not for His benefit, because for Allah there is no benefit, there is no harm. Who was Samad? He is completely free from all the needs of the creatures. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit is for us. So, front end, back end. Now, in the context of this, see this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith which is in Ibn Majah, narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to us and said, O Muhajireen, there are five things, right? I want you to remember this. There are five things with which you will be tested. And I seek refuge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking refuge. He's saying, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest you live to see them. In case you live to see them, I ask the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now listen to this. Number one, he said, immorality never appears among a people to such an extent that they commit it openly, but plagues and diseases that were never known among their ancestors, among their predecessors, will spread among them. Now, why does anybody commit immorality? Because it's enjoyable. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when this happens, and not just happens, it's not an occasional thing, one day somebody did it quietly, no. When it happens, and it happens openly, when people start committing
look, they start talking about committing sin not only as something that they are okay with, but as their right. There's a big difference, right? Somebody is doing something quietly, he knows it is wrong, but if somebody says, no, nothing wrong, this is my right. Wrong can never become right. As simple as that. So Rasulullah says, when that happens, when immorality appears among a people to such an extent that it is committed openly, then plagues and diseases that were never known among their predecessors and ancestors would spread among them. We are looking at one right now, which is COVID. I remember a time, and I'm sure there are many people here of my age and older who remember a time when there was no AIDS in the world. We remember the first AIDS situation. 40 years, they have been trying to find a cure for it. Nothing. There's no cure for it till today. And many others. Number two, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that people do not cheat in weights and measures. Now, cheating in weights and measures literally means cheating in weights and measures, but it also means deceiving people in transactions and so on and so forth. But they would be stricken with famine and severe calamity and the oppression of their rulers. So, front-end action, what are you doing? You're cheating somebody. The front-end action of that is what? You get oppressive rulers. And the back-end action of that is, there is a punishment for that. If you're cheating people in the akhirah, you're going to pay. Right? So just see, something which seems to be so simple. Now, you might say, well, you know, I don't really cheat people. You know what is cheating? Simply breaking your promise. I tell you, I'm going to meet you at 11 o'clock. And I don't turn up. Now that is cheating in a way. Yes? Because what is the meaning of 11 o'clock? Time is a number. Time is not an interpretation of something. 11 o'clock means 11 o'clock. There is no other meaning for 11 o'clock. So if I told you I will meet you, I'm giving you my word. And I don't meet you, and I don't phone you, I don't tell you something happened, nothing. I just don't turn up. Then I have broken my word, which means I have broken my promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us very clearly. He said, oh, you believe, do not. He said, stick to your promises, fulfill your promises. So second one. First one, immorality. Second one, cheating. Third one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that they do not withhold the zakat of their wealth, but rain will be withheld from the sky, and were it not for the animals, rain would not fall on them at all. Cheating in zakat, not paying zakat, is the cause of famines in this life. And of course, if you deliberately don't pay zakat, there is a price to pay in the akhirah. But I'm saying right here, conditions in the world. Number four, they do not break their covenant, they do not break their promise with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable their enemies to overpower them and take what is in their hands. So victory comes from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from weapons, not from anything. Allah is saying, I will make you lose. I will give power to your enemies to overpower you and to take away your wealth. And number five, unless their leaders rule according to the book of Allah and seek all good from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause them to fight one another. See the beauty of this, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the truthfulness of it, and we bear witness that the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live by that. See the beauty of this thing. And that's why the reason I'm saying this is because let us remind ourselves that when we act, let us remember it's not just a simple action. That action has major consequences. It has consequences in this world and it has consequences in the hereafter. Now the ayat of the Quran which supports this as a dalil is the ayat of Surah Ar-Rum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nasi liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. People say, why does it happen? Because Allah is saying, so that you may taste some of this. Yuziqahum ba'da alladhi, this is not the full punishment, this is so that you will taste the punishment, some of it, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. This tasting of the punishment is also a rahmah min Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving us the punishment to make us suffer. He is giving us a punishment like, for example, a mother, if a child reaches out towards the fire, the mother will slap the child on the hand, on the wrist. So he draws his hand back. So there is a little bit of hurt, there is a little bit of pain, but it saves him from a very big problem, because if he had put his hand in the fire, he would be in hospital. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a small punishment before the big punishment. So even that is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my submission to you is, we need not even attract that if we can make istighfar and tawbah and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ensure that our lives are lived according to the hukum of Allah and according to the sunnah of His Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is for our own good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you or never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of hidayah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqamah and to keep us on the straight path until we meet Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day when we meet Him the best day of our lives, because that is the day when we will see the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Today one of our dear sisters passed away, Sister Salima Bey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her and fill her qabr with noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her jannat al-firdaus al-ala bi ghairi hisab. She was a beautiful lady. She had, everyone I talk to has only good things to say about her. May this all be in her, on her scales, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her and to be pleased and to make this day when she meets Him the best day of her life, and to give us also that day when we meet Him, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.